Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Call you at this time. And I say, well, typical Phillies collapse again, right? And then you say, yep. Cashmere again, they did it. Joe, they're doing it again. Joe, they did it again to us. They brought us in, and you know what? They made us buy in. Joe, they had me buy in. I apologize profusely, Joe, because I thought this team was for real. I'm sorry, Joe. I want to apologize to you because just last week after they took the first two against the Braves, I felt good. They won that big game against Toronto, and I felt good. I said, the five game changing is different. They finally came up with a big win over the Braves when it matters. And then what happens? They get smoked the next two games, and they come into Chicago, and they're one game away from getting swept, and they're literally one loss away from losing their playoff spot. Joe, I want to apologize to you, man. I'm so sorry about what I – this team is pathetic.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, presented by BetMGM. The voice there of a caller, WIP in Philadelphia last night, calling the Phillies pathetic as they try to avoid a sweep in Chicago against the Cubs today. We'll see if any baseball, we know Jake will, on the Lightning best day. Let's get to tonight, Thursday Night Football. Joe, how are you playing this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't wait for this game. I'm really looking forward to it. If it's going to be a blowout, I think it's going to be fascinating to watch. And, you know, Twitter's just going to melt down. They're going to say, I told you about Tua. He stinks. No matter what the result is, it's going to be phenomenal. So really looking forward to it. So many ways to attack this. I want to go team total, but now I'm seeing we're up to 26.5 on Cincinnati. 26 yeah. and a half. These numbers are just getting out of control. We go from 2.5 through the key of 3 all the way up to 4. More I think about it is, isn't Cincinnati second half the play? You worry about it if they get out to a big lead early. But everything that goes into this anti-Dolphins handicap is about that defense wearing down, right? Mm-hmm. And you can find Cincinnati -1.5 in the second half. Isn't that the best play of all of this?
Yeah, the attrition. Now, right? The attrition for Miami comes into play.
Now, if it's halftime and it's 20-6 or something like that, maybe you're a little concerned. But I think that's a pretty strong play. Take Cincinnati -1.5 in the second half. If you want to wait until halftime to see where we stand, that certainly makes sense with game script and all that involved. But, you know, I think that's a good move there. Because that's how I expect this game to play out. McDaniel, really good coach. Maybe he's going to be good on the script to start things off. But they should wear it down. So I like the Bengals in the second half of the lines currently available. And I'm also going to play some Bengals alt lines. I'm going to look at some of the plus money you're going to get at 10.5 and numbers like that. Chase, big Chase game. That's what I'm expecting. Mixon has done nothing. He's been terrible. I know part of the problem has been the offensive line. They probably want to get that figured out sooner rather than later. But if you look at him, like yards after contact, he's like at the bottom of the league. And I'm not talking 30 running backs. I'm talking like 50 running backs. So numbers have been bad there. I think it's going to be a Ja'Marr Chase game. The numbers keep on jumping. Earlier when we talked about it, 71.5. Now the lowest number I see is 73.5. So I would bet that one pretty soon. Miami defense, give up a ton yards per play. They're giving up a lot. The success rate is very poor on every drop back. So the Bengals, if they're not running the ball, they're going to be passing it, and that's how you can attack that Dolphins defense. Xavier Howard questionable tonight, so that's going to be big on his status. The conversation we just had with Sam Panayanovich on the college game that he likes the most makes a lot of sense. And, yeah, based on what he's hearing about O'Connell, I mean, he has good intel on that stuff. He's got good injury guys. So I hear him. I mean, is the market going to be higher on Minnesota than they are right now? An undefeated Gopher squad favored by 12.5 against Purdue. That just seems like too much. And I'm someone holding a Gophers 28-1 to win the Big Ten ticket. So Purdue plus 12 in the hook, getting at least a few points of value. That certainly makes a lot of sense there. So I'm gonna roll with that one as well.
All right. I like
it. Dunk season. I love it. I also think it's going to be a Jamar Chase game. This number has moved, so I took it at over 73.5. And then I'm also going to do longest reception over 25.5. The Dolphins pass DVOA 29th in the league. That good? No, it's not. So I think it'll be a Jamar Chase game as well. I also think with Waddle's groin injury, if that's bugging him, it could also be a Tyreek Hill game. I bet this one last night at 70.5, but I still like it at 75.5 that you could find at BetMGM. And I'm also going to do with this Bengals offensive line still pretty suspect. I'm going to go Melvin Ingram over half a sack. It's even money. Joe Burrow has been sacked twice in every game so far this season, so hopefully that continues. Oh, and I liked the Dolphins on the spread Sunday in our group text. I can't walk it back, so I'll be on the Dolphins on the spread as well.
There is no walking it back on this show. Plus, there's a theory out there now that Erin is actually behind QAnon, that she's the one running the QAnon accounts. So we'll see. Exactly. We'll see how it plays out tonight. All right, here's what I got in this game. I've got three plays. I'm going to go with the Bengals. I'll lay the number. Bengals -3.5. I liked what Sammy P brought up, their team total tonight. That feels like a good one. 26.5. I like that number. Let's go the Bengals over 26.5 tonight. I could see the upper 20s and maybe close to 30 tonight for the game. Over 26.5 for Cincinnati. And then I'll be with you guys. We're aligned on this. It's a Jamar Chase night. And I think the play of him in his longest reception is a fun one because he's not a guy that racks up 12 catches. It's usually like 5, but he breaks one for 75 yards. So, yeah, I think it's a good play on his over yards, but also his longest reception over the mid-20s. I'll throw that one as well. Jamar Chase over with his longest reception and his yards tonight. So, actually, 4 plays. 2 on Jamar, 1 on the Bengals spread, and 1 on the Bengals team total tonight. Jake, what do you got for us?
Have you seen the name of the guy who dropped the home run ball?
No.
Are you ready for this? What Frankie is it? No. Lasagna.
That can't be his real
name. Swear to God.
That's not his real name. It's not on his birth certificate.
Listen, man. It's on Twitter, so it's fact, obviously.
Right.
He looks like he's had quite a bit of lasagna, too, in his life.
Oh, poor Frankie Lasagna.
Even if it's a nickname, that's a great name.
My face would be buried in a plate of lasagna after that, like just like for my life.
Yeah. Like Garfield.
Oh, yeah.
Lasagna is delicious.
Yeah,
God. Is. I'm thinking about garlic bread, Frankie.
Last time you had lasagna? I haven't had lasagna.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time. Yeah,
I'll make baked ziti. I don't do the lasagna as much. Lasagna is a lot of work.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I mean, Costco, who cares about your damn produce?
You can get pre-made.
Yeah.
It's good.
Who cares about your produce and your salsa? Does it make ZD's where
Dude,
it's at?
Where is our salsa, by the way? I'm this intrigued. Is almost been a year-long wait.
Great call. Yeah, where's the salsa?
There was an issue with the tomato. An issue.
There's an issue! Walk it back!
Walk it back!
Issues. We didn't get as many tomatoes as I thought we would down the stretch of the summer.
Coward.
Down the stretch.
I was expecting the last bushel of tomatoes coming in late August. It didn't come in the way I thought.
Joe, what, not to your bushel, like is this like his spouse coming home from war?
These tomatoes
on the porch waiting.
These tomatoes didn't meet your standard of quality, or they just never arrived, or what's up? Because you pumped up
quantity. We didn't get as many as I thought we would get.
You couldn't put one. How many?
There's
you
been
need?
A bushel shortage.
So, no, what happened?
Rival down the street, hijacked the truck.
We didn't make the cut for the salsa. There wasn't enough.
Exactly.
We were at
that's
the bottom of the totem pole. We got kicked.
Well, I mean, how many people are you making salsa for?
No.
Yeah?
I didn't get to make my normal amount. There's four of you. What am I supposed to
what
do?
What is your
not
normal
enough?
About? What is
I would have had to pick
about?
And choose which of you get.
I would have been happy with a mini jar, okay?
I'm not planning on sending a mini jar. Come on. This is
so give me studio. Give Mitch
give me
a
enough
bite.
For a great for one chip.
A sample.
One chip.
Yeah, sample size. That's all we need.
Make Joe O come in.
One bushel of tomatoes is all it took, and you let us down.
Man, when we go to Vegas, you better show up with some damn salsa. Okay? You're gonna be walking
you
it back.
Be strapped with the salsa, all right?
Jars
check
on
a bag.
Jars.
I can't get
check
on the plane.
They're giving them body search. Down. Checking every cavity because
cracked glass all in your suitcase.
What a mess.
What is this? What is this? Who travels with salsa to Vegas?
What is this? A mini jar of salsa? Sir,
what's wrong with you?
What do you possibly need this for? All right. Well, that was my derail of the show for today. We're going to continue to fade the White Sox. Lucas Giolito stinks. He's cooked. I don't know how the Twins are dogs in this game. It does not make sense. Elsewhere, other Chicago game, Ranger Suarez is much better on the road than at home this year. So we'll go over 17.5 outs recorded. He's gotten in three straight starts. I like the Rays on the money line. I love Jeffrey Springs. He's going for the Rays, and Cleveland is bottom five in the league against lefties. Otani historically owns the A's, including this year, two earned runs across two starts, over 7.5 Ks. It just feels like an Otani night, too, after Judge ties the home run record. And Otani's like, hey, I'm still here. So I like Otani over 7.5 Ks. And the just for funsies home run play of the day, back to my guy, Josh Jung, crushes lefties. Marco Gonzalez gives up a ton of homers.
I like it. Paul, what do you got?
Bengals overs, Dolphins unders. Burrow 300 plus alternate passing yards at plus 182. Boyd, gonna go with Boyd's as the most receiving yards at 12-1. Went over 100 yards last week. And if Howard is up and gets on Chase a little bit, could be looking elsewhere. And then Waddle dealing with it's a hamstring or a groin, but under 66.5 there. I think it could be a Tyreek spot. And then Tua under 255.5.
It's a careful, big night for this show. Tuanon's coming at us tomorrow. Tuanon's coming at somebody tomorrow. We're going to find out, or we're going after Tuanon after the Dolphins lose. Our fun show today. Back tomorrow for a Football Friday. We're very excited for tomorrow. Enjoy the game tonight. If you're listening, stay tuned for Jim Rome. If you're watching, stay tuned for a Daily Tip right here on the BetQL Network.